Cancun just described. Time for the offense to spend some time on the field and score a touchdown. Jack Fox booting from left to right among the leaders in touchbacks. And he booms this one once again. And Nixon, about 6 yards deep, comes out of there. Straight ahead, 5. Left hash marks, 10 to the 15. Slip to defender, 20. Still on his feet. Turn back to the 21-yard line. And a penalty marker flies late. Jack Campbell, rookie linebacker, brought him down.
It's on the Packers. Holding. Might have got Dallin Leavitt.
Be a 27-yard return wiped out.
Number 6 of the receiving team.
Yep.
Half the distance to the goal from his father foul. First down.
So instead of starting out beyond the 20, they start back at the 10. Jordan Love, 1 of 5 for 9 yards. A.J. Dillon, 2 carries for 7 yards on the ground. The offensive output can best be described thus far as meager. Single back offense, Love under center. Aaron Jones, the lone back. Tight slot on the left side. And here's the fake handoff. Love looks to throw. Fires it over the middle. Ball tip. Oh, intercepted. Man. Intercepted by Jerry Jacobs to the 20, to the 15. Cuts it back to the 10. And is taken down by Christian Watson inside the 10 of the 6-yard line of Green Bay. That ball was tipped. And a pass over the middle. I believe he was trying to get it to Dobbs.
It was tipped by Alex Anzalone, the inside linebacker.
And no, he's trying to get it to Watson. I beg your pardon.
Yeah, he's trying to get it to Watson. But it was tipped up in the air, as you mentioned, Wayne, by Anzalone, who's one of their hair-on-fire guys.
Wow. Detroit already leading 17-3, first and goal to go at the 7-yard line of Green Bay. Three receivers bunched tight to the right. Out of that bunch, St. Brown in motion to the left. Goff under center. Frank Ragnow takes the snap and hands it off to Montgomery. Cutting right inside the 5 along the right hash marks. Roped down short of the goal line. They may give credit to the 2-yard line. Wow. Latching on, Isaiah McDuffie playing in place of the injured Devondre Campbell here tonight.
Panay Sewell playing right tackle today, his normal spot. Really rolled T.J. Slayton out of there.
No huddle Detroit. Second down and goal to go. Football just inside the 3-yard line of Green Bay. And handoff goes to Montgomery. Up the middle, wide open to the end zone. Touchdown, his second touchdown of the game. Montgomery missed last week's game due to a thigh injury. He was insistent on playing tonight. Former third-round draft choice by the Bears. In his 4 previous seasons, had never beaten the Packers, and now he has Detroit on top, 23-3.
And Wayne, would you agree, just a little too easy?
Yes.
Just a little too easy.
That's a great offensive line, in my opinion, the Detroit Lions offensive line, especially the interior, but you're right, just too easy.
We're supposed to be pretty good, too, up front, defensively.
Extra point try is up and good by Riley Patterson. Since the opening interception, ending the first drive of the game, setting up Green Bay in scoring position, it has been all downhill for the Packers, who trail 24-3. From the U.S. Cellular Broadcast Booth, this is the Packers Radio Network.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The Sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Oh, visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
Football and Miller Lite, America's greatest pairing. Can cracks a kickoff. Tailgates going way past postgame. Sunday night overtimes follow snacking on bar tops for luck. Kicking back on any given Sunday. You never forget the way some things taste. Taste like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
What's better than a Packers win? Well, how about celebrating a Packers win behind the wheel of a brand new 2023 Chevy Colorado Trail Boss? Right now at Quick Trip, for every dollar you spend with Quick Rewards, you'll earn a Packers point with our Quick Rewards Packers points. Then, with your Quick Rewards app, spend points for your chance to win amazing prizes throughout the season, like a Chevy Colorado Trail Boss. Kick off your winning season with Quick Rewards Packers points, only from Quick Trip. See quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for details.
With champagne-like bubbles in an iconic glass bottle, Miller High Life is made to be a quality beer within everyone's reach. Crisp, refreshing, and unpretentious, Miller High Life, welcome to the High Life. The Detroit Lions off the interception get a 2-yard touchdown run from David Montgomery, 2 plays, 7 yards to the score. Jaden Reed back deep, and now he's been replaced by Keyshawn Nixon to receive this kickoff. Jack Fox booms it high and deep once again, and there will not be a return this time. Jaden Reed went out there initially to return that kick and then was replaced by Keyshawn Nixon. The Lions have had it their way, virtually all the way, and they lead 24-3. 206 yards of offense, Detroit. 1 yard for Green Bay. 25 plays by Detroit. 10 for the Packers.
That doesn't give you an upset stomach. Nothing.
Nothing will. Yeah. Jordan Love in the pistol. Aaron Jones behind him. They set up a tight slot on the right side. And they get motion by DeGuara to the left. Here's the handoff. Jones picking his way up the middle between the hash marks. And he goes down to the 30-yard line. 5-yard run. The best of the night for the Packers thus far. Followed his blocking patiently, and Jack Campbell, the rookie linebacker from Iowa, made the tackle. First, second down and 5 for Green Bay.
I think the crowd was applauding the fact that Aaron Jones got a chance to run with the football.
Jones now split wide to the right side in a stack behind Romeo Doubs. Now Jones returns to the offensive backfield. Fully loaded shotgun. Slot on the left side, and here's the handoff to A.J. Dillon. No, Love on a keeper. Pitches to Jones, who's cartwheeled down on the open field by Cameron Sutton. Loss of yardage back inside the 30. Near the 28-yard line, a loss of 2. Third down, Green Bay.
Cam Sutton, one of their corners, jumping outside the block of Josiah DeGuara. Just played it aggressively. Like if he was your guy, just the way you'd want him to play it.
On this third down play, Aaron Jones comes off the field. Three receivers bunch on the right. Two receivers form a slot to the left. Musgrave in the slot of the left side. Dillon flanked wide to the left. Reed in motion to the left. Here's the snap to Love. Looking right. Fires right sidelines. Broken up, incomplete. Branch, the rookie cornerback who has been so impressive. Brian Branch, the nickelback, second-round draft choice out of Alabama, broke it up on the far right side.
Branch playing their nickelback in this particular defensive alignment, just jumping all over the out, the quick out by Christian Watson. Wow.
Khalif Raymond back deep to receive this punt from Daniel Whelan. Gets the snap, moves forward, and lifts a high spiral. Left side hash marks. Raymond makes the catch at the 20, breaks a tackle, turns upfield 25, outside the numbers 30, tackled right down across the 30. He may have gotten out to the 31. Isaiah McDuffie recovered to make the stop.
Jonathan Owens with that first missed tackle, took a shot and missed.
Well, 24-3 Detroit, 11:38 to go in the first half. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features Up North style furniture, including Symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9000. 91-54.
It's first and goal at Jay's Automotive in Park Falls, Wisconsin. On the field, a winning team of ASC Master Certified Technicians who have providing quality automotive service at affordable prices for over 8 years. From tires and tune-ups, batteries and starters, wheel alignments to brakes, engines to transmissions, and more. You can depend on Jay's Automotive to fix your vehicle right and get you back on the road for the big game. Open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and towing is available. Score every time at Jay's Automotive, located on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Hey you, stop and listen. This is a public service announcement with Dakari Chapman. Why should you know your constitution and why should you know your rights as a U.S. citizen? How would you like it if someone didn't allow your club to meet at your house? I wouldn't, because that's not cool. How would you like to be tried without a jury? I wouldn't, because that's not cool. These things are not cool. Learn your rights as a U.S. citizen so you know what to do in these situations. Thanks for listening. And remember, it's an American thing, so learn it.
Liberty. It's an American thing. From AmericanThing.org.
I spent a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Worga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Detroit Lions take over, first and 10 at their 30-yard line, ball to the left hash mark. 11:38 to go, first half, 24-3 Lions. Jared Goff ducks it under center, gets motion by the tight end of the wing on the right side. Single back offense, fake to Montgomery, back to throw. Goff throws right side, got St. Brown open under the coverage. Circle routes outside, the number's 35. He's brought down across the 40 at the 41. Gain of 11 yards, Darnell Savage got him down.
Amon-Ra St. Brown just kind of faking a little saunter off the line of scrimmage before breaking the outside.
Goff, 7 of 11, 114 yards. And the Lions, first down. They mark it as a gain of 10 to the 40-yard line of Detroit. Offset eye in the backfield, Goff under center. Receivers left and right. And Goff takes, hands it off Montgomery, bouncing to the left, the outside, gets by Gary, who brings him down from behind, outside the number, near the 46-yard line around the left end. And holding coming up on Detroit.
Holding, number 73, offense. 10-yard penalty. Replay, first down.
Jonah Jackson's second penalty of the night.
Grabbed on to Carl Brooks, who was beating him to the inside.
Montgomery running like a man possessed here tonight. Two touchdowns. First down at the 30-yard line of Detroit. First.
Tell me he's not glad to be out of Chicago.
Yeah, first and 20. Yeah, he's out of the dumpster fire. Orbit motion to the left side by the back here. The handoff up the middle to Montgomery. And on the right hash marks, knocked down in the hole by Preston Smith. Gain of a couple of yards to the 32-yard line. Jahmyr Gibbs was the man they put in that orbit motion where he comes off the wing on the right side, circles behind the offensive backfield to the far side. It gives the defense something to look at. And sometimes distracts them. Gain of two. Second down and 18 for Detroit, 32-yard line of the Lions. Detroit leading 24-3. 5 minutes gone by, second quarter. Shotgun formation for Goff, set back to his left. Snap to Goff. Looks, rushed hard, throws it over the middle, undershot as a tight receiver, incomplete. Jared Goff with McDuffie coming right up the middle, made the hit on the quarterback of the pass, sailed short and incomplete over the middle between the hash marks. Third down, Detroit.
Packers coming with McDuffie and Quay Walker. Frank Ragnow, the center, could only take one of them.
Detroit 3 of 5 and third downs, but now facing third down and 18 yards to go. Football to the Detroit 32-yard line. Goff alone in the shotgun. Three receivers left, two to the right. Gibbs moves in motion to the slot of the right side, and now they got premature movement by LaPorta, the tight end, I believe. the man lined up right next to Laporta on the left side of the line, Taylor Decker, the guilty party on the penalty. So here we go, third down Detroit.
Packers in there dying, people. Jonathan Owens, the dime back.
Third and 23, Goff alone of the gun. Slot left, slot right. Here's the snap to Goff. Rush on, throws it over the middle. Hits Jameer Gibbs. Hammered down immediately. Across the 35 of the 36-yard line by Quay Walker. It is fourth down. Detroit, gain of 9.
Nice bang-bang play by Quay. Maybe he can fire the troops up and get something rolling there.
Jaden Reed, eighth in the NFL in punt returns, 11.6 yard average is back deep. Jack Fox, 21st in average at 45.8, but also 45.8 net. And that ranks much higher. End over end kick coming up under it and now letting it hit at the 25. Uh-oh. It's loose, picked up, it's still loose inside the 10. And a big pile up near the Green Bay 8-yard line. Reed tried to field it after allowing it to hit at the 25. Tried to pick it up near the 15. Could not find the handle. I believe the Packers got it back, but let's see. It's Green Bay football.
Looked like Keandre Thomas.
Yeah, he did. It. Number 43, Keandre Thomas, elevated from the practice squad this afternoon, made the recovery. Wow, if it could go bad, it has gone bad thus far for the Green Bay Packers, who trailed 24-3 with 9:07 to go in this first half and now have the football back at the 8-yard line in their own territory. They work from right to left out of the south end zone of Lambeau Field. Three receivers bunch on the right out of that trio. They get motion by Dontavian Wicks to the wing on the left side. Under center, Jordan Love on first and 10. Fakes the handoff, back to throw, rushed by Hutchinson into the end zone. Love gets it away, left side got Musgrave, and he's taken down short of the 10-yard line by Anzalone on the near left side, just outside the 10-yard line number. All in all, a gain of a yard.
Hutchinson lined up at home base at the left defensive end spot, and a big arm over got to the inside of Zach Tom.
Jordan Love not finding anyone open real quick on these plays, and that's allowed the Lions rush to get to him. Receivers right and left. Pistol formation on second down and 9 from the 9-yard line of Green Bay. Snap, Love fires left side. Got Dobbs out of bounds, forced out of bounds by Jerry Jacobs at the 14-yard line, a gain of 5. Third down Green Bay, nothing coming easy.
Well, the Lions coverage has not been unlike what the Saints did last week.
Yeah.
They had about 36 passes defensed in that game. Had some interference penalties, but they don't care.
Packers receiving core, 14 tight window opportunities last week against New Orleans. Only caught 2 of them. Third down, Green Bay 0 for 4 on third downs. Third and 4, jumping into the neutral zone by the Lions. And this may be enough to get the Packers a first down.
Charles Harris across from Rasheed Wallace there jumping.
And
neutral zone infraction.
Yeah.
5-yard penalty.
Yeah, Rasheed Walker reacted immediately as Charles Harris jumped into the neutral zone. The 5-yard penalty gives the Packers a first down. Their first of the night.
And wow. The crowd roaring their approval.
It is 24-3, 7:41 to go in the first half. Stack of receivers to the right side. Off that stack, they get motion from the tight end, Kraft, to the wing on the right side. And Love under center takes first down, hands it off to the running back, A.J. Dillon. And they were waiting for him in the backfield. Wow. Coming across Barnes, the linebacker. Aleem McNeil was also in on that play. And they deck him for a loss back near the 16-yard line, a loss of 3.
Wow. Aleem McNeil getting inside the block. Tucker Kraft coming down the line of scrimmage. I don't think McNeil was his guy, but He was the first unfriendly he saw, but McNeil just didn't stop, kept going.
Second down and 13 from the 16 of Green Bay. Ball to the left hash mark. Half-loaded pistol, snapped it. Love looking around, tight pocket. Love hit, and he's sacked. Back inside the 10. Third sack of the first half. Aleem McNeil made the hit. Coming into tonight's game, in three games, Jordan Love had been sacked all of three times. And that's three for the Lions here tonight. Wow. Loss of eight.
Aleem McNeil getting inside Rashid Walker. They're running a stunt. He lined up inside, ended up outside, but was able to work his way past into the inside of Walker.
So the Packers,
oh, this is ugly,
facing third and 21. Football back at the 8-yard line of Green Bay. Slot right, slot left in the shotgun. Love with a setback alongside, takes the snap from the end zone, fires right sideline, and he's got his man out of bounds on the far side. Romeo Doubs, but short of the first down across the 20, up near the 24-yard line. Brian Branch, the rookie nickelback, made the hit. 16-yard gain. The Packers are about 2 yards short of the first down, and the punting unit comes on.
And the Lions got 5:50 to do something with it before halftime.
Yep. Whelan in punt formation has been impressive here tonight. Takes the snap, goes forward, lifts this high spiral between the hash marks. Fair catch signal made late by Raymond, and he hauls it in. Right in his face was Keyshawn Nixon between the hash marks near the 24-yard line of Detroit. First and 10 coming up for Jared Goff and company. Got a timeout on the field with 5:34 to go first half. It's been all Lions, 24-3 over the Packers. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful, always refreshing, always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Enjoy a beautiful view with new windows from Chaldwin. They're made to be durable, energy efficient, and low maintenance. We carry more than 100 size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Saving your entire window project with 11% off all Chaldwin windows now at Menards. Good through October 1st. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Where does confidence come from? At Marshfield Clinic Health System, we believe true confidence is built on trust. And knowing that no matter what happens, we will always be there for you. Here, you're in the best hands possible. For more than 100 years, we've provided our communities the most advanced care available and options others simply can't. At Marshfield Clinic Health System, we're not just nearby. We're in your corner with the care you deserve.
Packers football and Miller Lite, Green Bay's greatest pairing, where touchdowns are measured in leaps and snow is the real 12th man. Packers football tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Hey fans, it's our favorite time of year in Wisconsin football season. Don't forget about the furnace. If it's time for a new heating system, it's time for Bryant. You get rebates or special financing and service from a Bryant dealer who does whatever it takes to ensure a safe and quality installation. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. Detroit first and 10, 24-yard line of the Lions, 5:34 to go first half. Detroit leading 24-3. Goff under center on the handoff. Gibbs off the right side, slips a defender outside the hash marks, 25, brought down near the 28-yard line. Gain of about four. Kingsley Enagbare on the tackle for Green Bay.
Really need any glimmer of hope. Devonta Wyatt with a chance to stop that thing early. Lost his grip on the ball carrier. Just anything. Any What kind of a play?
Laporta, tight end, left side of the line. Three receivers bunch tight on the right. Goff under center on second down. Raymond in motion to the left. Snap to Goff, fires it over the middle, hits Laporta, and he's bottled up immediately by a combination of Nixon and Walker. Very close to the first down along the left hash mark. Sit about the 33-yard line. Third down and one coming up. Gain of five.
The Lions had two ones, two twos, and two threes, and what a second round. Laporta and Brian Brandt.
Yeah, how about that?
We've heard from both of them way too often tonight.
Third down, Detroit. Three of six on third downs. Goff under center from the Detroit 33. Third and short. Give Montgomery. Blasting left side. Outside the hash marks. Ridden down across the 35 out to the 40. Justin Hollins made the hit. I get the feeling watching what the Detroit offensive line is doing, Rock, reminds me a lot of what the Philadelphia Eagles offensive line can do. And just motor people, open holes, and just plow people away.
That time was Taylor Decker controlling Devontae Wyatt at the point.
First down to the 40-yard line of Detroit. Ball to the left hash mark. Slot left. Goff under center. Takes, fakes the handoff. Fires the left side. The ball tipped in. Was it caught? Boy, incomplete. Wow, I thought for a moment Montgomery, or I should say St. Brown, went down to his knees to get that. T.J. Slayton got a piece of it on the pass play, and it's second and 10. Goff now in the shotgun with a setback to his left. Jahmyr Gibbs is that running back. Two receivers stack on the left side. Jones and St. Brown. Reynolds to the right, and here's the snap. Goff in the pocket. Fires it over the middle. Laporta off his hands, incomplete. Oh, and he threaded the needle on the seam route just outside the left hash marks, inside the numbers, and the tight end dropped it. Quay Walker had coverage across the 50-yard line near the Green Bay 45.
Hit by Rashawn Gary at the other end of the equation, but Goff, he kept his focus.
Third down. Goff is tough. There's no doubt about that. Third down, 10 for Detroit. Third and 10, Detroit at the 40-yard line of the Lions. Out of the shotgun, Jared Goff with three receivers bunched on the right. Out of that trio, St. Brown of motion to the left. The snap to Goff, blitz on. They pick it up over the middle. It goes. He's got his man circle rooting to the first down and more across the 50. And it's St. Brown brought down between the numbers on the near right side at the Green Bay 46-yard line. Corey Ballantyne finally brought him down. 14-yard gain. Wow.
St. Brown going in motion from right to left. Ed thought he was going to continue a little bit and then broke real hard to the inside. And that's just the kind of route he makes hay with. Those little jitterbug routes. Great hands.
Montgomery the lone back. Lions once again in Packers territory. This is the 13th consecutive game they've scored 20 points. Now, Goff shifts into an empty shotgun. Three receivers left, two to the right. Here's the snap to Goff. Has time initially. Now being pressured. Rolling left. Eludes one man. Fires left side. Leaping grab is made. Outside the numbers. Far left sidelines by Laporta. And he's brought down at the Green Bay 35 by Quay Walker. Wow, what a play by Jared Goff. Devontae Wyatt had the pressure, but couldn't quite wrap up Goff, who is red hot. 11 of 18, 152 yards, a touchdown and a pick.
Laporta running an out and up on Quay Walker. Quay with pretty good coverage initially, but then as the play went off schedule, Quay lost him.
Under center, ball to the left hash mark, first and 10. St. Brown a motion to the left. Goff with a single back offense now, and we get the 2-minute warning.
This is a 2-minute warning.
The Packers defense struggling to contain the Detroit offense, trailing 24-3, 2 minutes to go, first half. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Packers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Packer pride, powered locally.
As the official ticket marketplace of the Green Bay Packers and the NFL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game. Whether you're cheering on the pack at home or away, Ticketmaster has you covered. With Ticketmaster's interactive seat map, you'll get a 360-degree preview of your seat so you can make sure you have the best view of those pivotal plays. Plus, the Ticketmaster app makes it easy to sell or transfer tickets if your plans change, and mobile tickets make getting in on game day a breeze. Find tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Packers. That's Ticketmaster.com/Packers.
Where does confidence come from? At Marshfield Clinic Health System, we believe true confidence is built on trust. And knowing that no matter what happens, we will always be there for you. Here, you're in the best hands possible. For more than 100 years, we've provided our communities the most advanced care available and options others simply can't. At Marshfield Clinic Health System, we're not just nearby. We're in your corner with the care you deserve.
Hey, it's Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. If you know me, you know I love Packers football and shopping at Pick and Save. And now with my Boost by Pick and Save Fresh Purse membership, I get double the fuel points and free delivery on all of my favorites, including Casica, cilantro lime sour cream, and quesadilla shredded cheese. 2 for $7 now through October 10th. Learn more about my game day essentials and a Boost membership at pickandsave.com/Packers. Pick and Save, proud grocer of the Green Bay Packers and mine.
The two-minute warning presented by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Earn great union wages and benefits building Wisconsin's infrastructure. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org and feel the power. Wayne and Larry with John Kuhn. 2 minutes to go in this first half. John Kuhn, got to be bleak on that sideline.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, guys. The Packers just look shell-shocked right now. Lines look bigger. They look faster. They look more prepared. It's a tsunami right now.
Jared Goff under center, first and 10, Green Bay, 36-yard line. He takes on the handoff up the middle. Big hole for Montgomery along the left hash marks. Brought down outside the hash marks, inside the 30 to the 25 and down near the 24-yard line. Quay Walker got into the ground, 11-yard gash.
Once again, the Lions pulling folks, including Jonah Jackson, their left guard. Lockdown, kick out, lead through.
Lions 117 yards rushing in this first half. Stack to the left side, single receiver to the right. Goff in the shotgun, Gibbs to his right, handoff Jahmyr Gibbs, dancing, cutting right, slashes his way outside the right hash marks, inside the 20, close to the 19-yard line. On a gain of about four, Teddy Clark, Quay Walker, collaborate for Green Bay. Second down upcoming. Not much more we can add to this one, folks. It is 58 seconds to go in the half. Lions driving at the Green Bay 20, leading 24-3.
I can't remember the Packer team getting dominated like this in the first half of the game. At least not very often.
And here's the handoff. And getting the call off the right side is David Montgomery. He's met immediately by Kingsley Enagbare just inside the 20. A gain of maybe a yard to the 19. And for the Lions, it becomes a third down. Third and six.
Enagbare working off Laporta.
A full moon overhead. A beautiful night at Lambeau Field, but this game, unfortunately for Packers fans, has been a nightmare. So third down, Lions, who are 5 of 8 on third down conversions. Goff is 12 of 19, 163 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Montgomery, 53 yards on 15 rushing carries. Khalif Raymond, 40 yards on one on a reverse. And the Lions come to the line of scrimmage. Slot to the right side, Laporta in the slot right side. Slot left as well. Now they get motion by Khalif Raymond to the left. Snap to Goff, looking left. Throws it over the middle and threw it away incomplete. Nothing open. Well, yes, I think that might have been intended for Gibbs, and he might have lost his footing. You're right, Rock. Pass sailed incomplete near the 15-yard line of Green Bay outside the left hash marks, and now they bring the field goal unit on.
Now, Wayne, I'm sure you've noticed this through the years that this time of the season, it's not unusual for guys to struggle with the footing part of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, this will be a 37-yard field goal attempt. Here's the snap placement by Fox. And Riley Patterson's kick is up, and it is good. 27-3 with 34 seconds to go in the first half. The Detroit Lions on the lead. As a proud sponsor of the Packers, U.S. Cellular is built for us, which is why they want to remind you to silence your notifications and turn up the noise. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Vibe check. Cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. John Kuhn.
Well, Wayne, I wish I had a better vibe for you. Unfortunately, the only news I have is the tight end Luke Musgrave has been taken into the locker room early here before halftime, being evaluated for a concussion. I will monitor that as we go along.
Yeah, we saw Tucker Kraft in the ballgame on that last Green Bay possession, so... Twenty-seven to three, Detroit. The Lions on the drive, 57 yards and 12 plays, and Patterson with the field goal. Jack Fox, the punter, is the kickoff man for Detroit, booting from left to right. And Nixon back deep for the Packers. Here's the kickoff, and Nixon lets this one float into the end zone about 8 yards deep and caroms through. First and 10, Green Bay. At the 25-yard line of the Packers. And Green Bay, two timeouts remaining, 34 seconds to go in the half.
The tip on the 25.
Well, they were down 17-0 in the fourth quarter a week ago and came back to win, but this is a pretty tall order here.
This feels a little different.
Yeah, it sure does. Three receivers on the left. Single receiver Dobbs to the left. On the right, I should say. Three receivers right, one to the left. In the shotgun, here's the snap to Jordan Love. Steps up, throws right side, got his man, making the catch. Good pattern run up to the 29-yard line by DeGuara, who basically bodied Brian Branch out of the way, the defender for Detroit. They mark it to the 30, gain of 5, second of 5. No huddle, snap to Love again. Love steps up, scrambles left, looking, retreats, throws left side incomplete. He was being wrapped up. He was outside the pocket, being wrapped up by John Kaminsky, and threw the ball away toward the near left side in front of the Packers bench.
Love trying to reload after not seeing anything on his first drop back and hitch.
There is no foul for intentional grounding. Quarterback is out of the pocket. The ball planted beyond the line of scrimmage. Third down.
So the Packers have a third down, and they are 0-for-5 on third downs. Wow. Third down, a little bit less than 5 yards to go. Let's call it third and four. Football just short of the 31-yard line of Green Bay. Again, Musgrave out with a possible concussion. Samari Toure wide to the right side. Three receivers spread to the left. Loving the shotgun. A.J. Dillon to his right in the snap. To Jordan Love. Tight pocket throws. Left side got a man open, stepping out of bounds. Josiah DeGuara across the 40 under the coverage of Jerry Jacobs at the 44-yard line. DeGuara escaping into the Packers bench. First down, gain of 13.
Just got to take it a play at a time.
7 seconds to go in the half. Packers still have two timeouts left. And now, hang on. Timeout taken.
First charge timeout, Detroit. 30-second timeout.
The Lions get a timeout called. All right. 7 seconds to go, first half. It is 27-3, Detroit. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of the Green Bay Packers, helping protect their dreams and ready to protect yours. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, learn more at amfam.com. Wayne Leary, John Kuhn, Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Thursday night football. And outside of the first series of the game, it's been all Detroit. Packers got an early interception of the first drive of the game from Rudy Ford, set him up deep in Detroit territory in the red zone. Packers managed a field goal, and it's been all downhill for Green Bay since then. First down, Packers
44-yard line of Green Bay. Lions with their safeties deep, and here's the snap to Jordan Love. Throws left sidelines, incomplete, penalty marker down. Pass to Tedivere Dobbs, covered on the play by Jerry Jacobs. In front of the Packers bench near the 47-yard line of Detroit, and it'll be a first down on pass interference.
Pass interference, number 23, defense. The ball will be placed, solid foul, automatic first down.
Jerry Jacobs gets a lot of traffic, 20 tackles, 18 solos coming in. Nobody throws a whole lot of Cameron Sutton, a tested veteran, and Brian Branch has been outstanding in the slot. So the weak link you go after is Jerry Jacobs. First down, they mark the football at the 47-yard line of Detroit.
And I don't think he's the weakest link around.
No.
Pretty decent player.
He's a decent player, yes. Three receivers, bunch on the right. Single receiver to the left. Love in the shotgun. Dylan to his left, first and 10. Here's the snap, blitz on. Tight pocket, Love nowhere to go. Sack for the fourth time tonight. Charles Harris got there first. And that's the end of the first half.
And Packers are greeted by a chorus of boos.
It is what it is. Halftime report presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System is next. Detroit 27, Green Bay 3 at halftime. Packers Radio presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Hey Packers fans, it's Wayne Larrabee. And if you're like me, this is your favorite time of year. Not only is it football season, it's Chevy truck season, where you'll find great offers on the legendary Chevy Silverado with the strength, trailering, and off-road capability to tackle any challenge that comes your way. Don't miss Chevy truck season. Another reason why I drive Chevy. See your southeastern Wisconsin Chevy dealer today and visit wisconsindrivechevy.com.
Is that a metal detector?
Yep, we're house hunting again and need to find a fortune. Figured I'd start with my backyard.
Well, UW Credit Union found us a great home loan rate with low closing costs, so we saved big.
Huh.
And they're also in your own backyard.
Is that so?
No, not literally. Get local mortgage expertise at UW Credit Union and see what you could save. Equal housing lender. Visit uwcu.org for details.
We're the Packers Scratch Game Crew, bringing back Packers Scratch Games for you. The pack is back, and Scratch Games are here. With four season tickets, you could win for a year. There's instant cash prizes and other bonus drawing surprises.
Packers Scratch Games from the Wisconsin Lottery are back with instant cash prizes and a bonus drawing for four season tickets for one full season. Prices range from $1 to $10, available now at all Wisconsin Lottery retailers. Odds of winning a drawing prize depend on number of entries received. Average of $64,000 per year.
Four season tickets for a year.
Calling all Packers fans. Get the ultimate VIP fan experience at Lambeau Field this season with Packers Experiences, powered by Quint Events. Secure a game ticket, pregame hospitality, appearances from Packers legends, and more all in one place. Make the most of your game day experience this season. Get your VIP fan experience by visiting PackersExperiences.com today.
I'm Shanna Quinn. The Halftime Report is presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System, where expert care is never far from where you are. Visit marshfieldclinic.org to learn more. Both the Packers and the Lions, 2-1, but unfortunately, Green Bay is trailing 27-3 at home. Let's get in on the action, because I don't know if we should call them highlights right now. But we did love the start of the game on the Lions' first possession of it. Rudy Ford got in on the action quickly.
Here's the snap to Jared Goff. Looks downfield, waits, flings it over the middle.
Intercepted. It is Ford cutting left to the 30, to the 25, 20, and out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Rudy Ford, his first interception of the season. And what a start for the Green Bay defense.
Jared Goff now has three consecutive games with an interception. Prior to that, he went 10 straight games without one, so pretty wild. The Packers ended up going 3-and-out, which included Jordan Love getting sacked for the first time of the night. They brought out Anders Carlson to put the first points of the game on the board, though.
Here's the snap. Placement made. Kick to the uprights. And it is good. The Packers score first.
34-yard field goal for him there, making it Packers 3, Lions 0. That interception seemed to light a fire under the Lions on their next possession after 7 plays and 75 yards. They took the lead with a 24-yard pass from Goff to St. Brown in the end zone. Lions 7, Packers 3. During the Packers' next possession, Jordan Love was sacked again during their first play. They went 3 and out, forced to punt. You'll see that that's a pattern, unfortunately. With 5 minutes left in the first quarter, the Lions made their way all the way down the field in a little over 4 minutes with 8 plays and 55 yards. David Montgomery ran in for a 3-yard touchdown, extending their lead. That was his third straight game with a touchdown. Lions 14, Packers 3. The Packers followed with another 3 and out, and the Lions wasted no time on their next possession, going 61 yards in 6 plays. But thankfully, they didn't make it all the way to the end zone. They had to settle for a field goal instead. Lions 17, Packers 3. The Packers just could not catch a break. During their first possession of the second quarter, Love started and ended it with an interception to cornerback Jerry Jacobs. It was intended for the returning Christian Watson. Montgomery ended up getting his second touchdown of the game, making it Lions 24, Packers 3. It was another 3 and out for Green Bay, their third of the night. With 9 minutes left in the half, the Lions were finally forced to punt. And it was almost trouble for Green Bay. Jaden Reed muffed it, but luckily the Packers recovered it. Jordan Love was sacked for the third time of the day. Packers forced to punt again. The Lions added more to the board near the end of the half after a 37-yard field goal. Lions 27, Packers 3. The Packers got the ball with less than a minute left in the half, but it was an uneventful ride for them besides Jordan Love getting sacked for the fourth time. Detroit 27, Green Bay 3 at the half. We'll take a look around the league and what to expect on Sunday, including how we get an even earlier football watching start. That's coming up next. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
With Vizzy's vibrant dual flavors, the vibe is yours to decide.
I'm thinking Vizzy Refreshingly Berry. A round of blackberry lemon at the bar?
Could be good. Maybe Vizzy Vibrantly Tropical.
You always say vibrantly tropical.
Come on, a cooler full of papaya passion fruit on the beach?
Oh yeah, that's a vibe. I'm down.
Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Flavor for every vibe. Naturally flavored with other natural flavors. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Molson Coors Beverage Company. Milwaukee, Wisconsin flavored beer.
The Prevea Orthopedic Team is led by accomplished doctors, focused on you and focused on your pain. All created with you in mind to take care of your hip, knee, shoulder, or whatever is stopping you from doing the things you love and loving the things you do. With the latest treatment and procedure options at Prevea, you'll get the best care around. And that makes everything less painful. Prevea Orthopedics, specializing in you.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure care.